Hello, this is Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
This is Kevin. Who is this, please?
Hey, Kevin. It's Thomas. I'm just interested in renting some antenna space on that tower.
Which Thomas?
What do you mean, which Thomas?
Which are my towers? My towers?
I guess so. It has the phone number, and I called the number on it, and they gave me your number.
Oh, okay, gotcha. So, which site are you, how do you identify? What's the ASR number there?
It's on Lewis Larmer Road. I don't know what the fucking ASI is.
It's the antenna support registration number the FCC has us filed there. You must be looking at the website there, or are you at the real estate there?
Oh, no, I drove by it. It's by a bunch of things that look like Army barracks. It's on Lewis Lomar Lane.
I'm familiar with, it's like the old those old potato warehouses, huh?
Yeah, I don't believe that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. What can I help you with as rental space there, Thomas?
Oh, yeah, how much would it cost to rent some space on there?
Oh, it depends on how many antennas at which elevations you're going at. It's all relative to loading.
I was just going to go about halfway up, and I'm going to build a house up there.
I'm not insured for that. You mean a home, you mean?
A home. It's basically a tree house.
Oh, I see, yeah. And, you'd have to probably have to buy the whole site because we couldn't expose anybody but my climbers onto the site, so that's how it's all insured to be used.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, no, I'll take it. I'm going to build like a trap door so they can still get up there, but maybe I'll charge a toll.
What I didn't clearly say, though, was there's nobody allowed on the structure except Great Plains Tower climbers.
Well, if I rent it, though, I'll be allowed up there because it'll be my home.
No, that's part of the lease that only people that can go on the tower are the owner of the tower.
I'll have squatter's rights.
No, you won't. The lease doesn't say that. We're not selling it. We're renting antenna space, not people space up there. So, no, we don't. You can't trespass on anything off the ground on our structures.
Okay,
because you're not trained and you're not drug screened and you're not insured. So that's why people aren't allowed on our towers.
Well, how much would it cost to put an antenna up on the very top?
Oh,
and not build a house.
A TV broadcast antenna or a microwave antenna?
I'm a ghost hunter, and I think I can put out a certain frequency that will make ghosts visible all over town. And it'll run at 1.6 megahertz.
How big is this antenna? Is it?
It's going to be like 50 feet above the tower.
Oh, 50 feet. You mean 50 feet taller than the tower?
Yeah, probably. It's going to be like a whip, like a whip antenna, like a CB antenna.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, that's you can't. The tower's already at maximum height for the FAA because there's no way.
Oh, fuck
no
those assholes. We can do what we want.
Yeah. I'm sorry, what's that?
I just want to make ghosts visible.
Oh, yeah, you can go ahead and, that's okay. That's okay, but we have no more airspace allowed than what we're licensed for.
Okay,
where we're standing
right
now, everything has to be side-mounted on the structure.
Well, I'll just put a 6-inch antenna on it, then that'll be the same, basically.
Oh, yeah. You're right. To rent space and antenna, one antenna, I know $750 a month.
Oh, that's perfect.
What we rent space for.
Now, is it going to be a problem? It's going to cause a lot of chaos in town because it's going to make ghosts visible.
So just like radiation, I suppose, but...
everyone's going to be able to see ghosts suddenly, like in all their office buildings and homes and around town. All the ghosts are just going to be visible.
Why would you be asking me that? I have no idea what the Jamestown people are.
Well, you were talking about, insurance and stuff. I didn't know if you'd be liable for just putting the whole town, down.
Whose antenna is emitting is responsible.
Okay.
You know that.
Okay, good.
Yeah, because that's what the FCC monitors licenses. What's your frequency?
2600 hertz.
Oh, 2.6 gig?
No, 2600 hertz.
Well, that's what that is. That's 2.6 gigs.
Oh, no. Okay. I don't want 2.6 gigs. I want 2600 hertz.
Oh, okay.
This is specialized ghosts.
Okay, hertz. Oh, non-megahertz. Okay. Yeah, like down to the AM freak, yeah.
Don't call me a freak, motherfucker.
What are you talking about? Pardon me?
I thought you called me a freak.
Freak frequency, excuse me.
Oh,
freak frequency.
Oh,
I meant
what a wacky misunderstanding.
That's an abbreviation for frequency.
I see.
Freak. Oh, yeah, I use freak the, like that word as an abbreviation for frequency.
Oh, you're such a card.
Yeah, you're getting crazy there.
Okay. Yeah, I was ready to come down there and kick your motherfucking ass.
No, freak, that's an abbreviation for frequency.
Do you know if the FAA is going to have problems? Because it's going to show flying ghosts as well. So they could, like, go in front of airplanes and stuff and fly around in front of airplanes.
Antennas do all kinds of other different things. But what an antenna does is none of the business of the tower owner. We just rent space. Yeah. And then, like I say, whatever your license is the responsibility of the license provider emitter.
Okay, yeah, because it's going to make ghosts visible about 10 miles in all directions. So any planes flying overhead, they're going to have like ghosts flying into their windshields. The ghosts are going to appear on the plane too, like on the airplane.
Well, anyway, so. We have, I don't think we have any electricity or anything there. Everybody's responsible for bringing in their own electrical service and everything there too. So that's only, a building or a play for radio that everybody puts their own radio buildings and everything. But
My antenna runs on crystals, so we're all fine. We're all good there.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah. So, for one little antenna, the antenna rent is probably just going to be just our standard $750.
Okay.
$750 per month for one antenna. Anyway, yeah.
That's chump change.
Yeah.
It's pocket change to me.
Pardon me?
That's pocket change.
Oh, yeah, it kind of is. Yeah, that's right. It's just monthly stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's going to change the world, though. It's going to make ghosts visible everywhere.
Yeah, and installation is a different thing to whenever we see what the specs are or the antenna or your feed lines and everything.
Okay.
That's a different item whenever we know what that is. But that's usually... that could be a few thousand dollars just to for my crew to put up an antenna and feed line on a pole, and then you take it from there on the ground.
Is there any fee for opening up a doorway into another dimension?
I don't know anything about that.
Okay, I'm just making sure. Yeah, because...
No, I have no rights to that.
All right. And then, basically, this whole thing's a trick. I just want to get on the antenna tower so I can... build my house up there.
You can do that from the water tank right next door there too, or anything. Why don't you test it on any facility there? The water tower would probably be even just a less expensive, or since the city water tank right next to me doesn't have many restrictions to it.
Oh, so I could build a house up there, and that's better because it's kind of like an octagon shape.
No, they wouldn't let you trespass on the tank, but that's a place where you could rent space for.
No, I get squatters' rights. I get squatters' rights. I'm going to live on the tank, and I'm going to put my ghost antenna on your tower.
Oh, you'd have to buy it and own it first. I know that, but just like my structure, you'd have to own it before you'd be able to be able to rent space for an antenna on it.
I'm going to build a summer home on your tower. And then the water tower will be just like my normal home. But I'm still going to have
Where are you calling from there, Tom?
Oh, where am I calling from? I'm in Florida.
Oh, okay, that's right too. Okay, okay, yeah, because that's the only time you'd be able to survive anyway up in the air over here. It's just summer. Yep.
I'm gonna have ghosts fly me up.
Oh, there you go. Good for you.
Yep.
Well, anyway, call or send me an email when you can there, Tom. Otherwise, no need to call anymore about this.
Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico, you're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Now it's time
on Prank Call Nation.
Cactus.
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 I am playing games.
Cactus.
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 I'm not supposed to be doing this.
Cactus.
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 Cactus, this cocksucker.
Cactus.
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 You've got to be crapping on my balls.
Cactus.
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 It's going to be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
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 You're calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
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 Roy, the retarded boy.
Cactus.
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 How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
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 You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
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 You think a tracer can stop me?
Hello, everyone. This is Brad, and you're listening to The Snowplow Show for May 27th, 2017. This episode is fully funded by Chris and Sarah. Any terrible, evil things that happen on this show is completely their fault, not mine. If I make any women cry today by accident, It's Chris and Sarah's fault. I have pretty much no announcements today, so I guess we're just going to get right into the show stuff. I guess I could say that the transition to Patreon is going well. Nobody's given me any good reasons not to do it so far. And a few of you have killed your phonelosers.org accounts and moved over to Patreon. So that's awesome. Please keep doing that, everyone. If you didn't hear on the last show, I'm kind of wanting to phase out the subscription service on phonelosers.org and just use patreon.com instead. So everybody should be supporting the show now at patreon.com/phonelosers.
Hello?
Hey there.
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great. Hey, I just texted a code to your cell phone from Google.
Uh-huh.
Can you tell me what the code is?
Why? Who are you?
My name is Brad. Yeah, I'm just setting up my my Google Voice number, and I'm going to use your phone number as the contact number.
For what?
Just so I don't have to use my number. So I texted.
What? Who the hell are you? I don't know you.
Well, my name's Brad. I don't want to use my phone number because then I'll get marketing calls. So I just need the code.
Are you full of shit?
What? Don't say that to me. I just need the code, ma'am.
For what? Who are you? What is this about?
I'm setting up my Google Voice, telephone
Good.
Number.
Set it up. Not with my phone, you're not.
Well, no, I want to use your number. So I've got kind of a new idea here, you guys. And I don't know if this is going to be enough to make an entire show, or maybe this will just end up being a hobosode. I had this wacky idea, though, years ago, back when we all used to use Skype to make our phone calls. And Skype wouldn't let you spoof caller ID, but it would let you use your own phone number as your caller ID when you called out from Skype. But, of course, you have to verify your phone number by either doing, I can't remember if it was a voice call or a text message. But my really great idea was to, number one, I could just go into a cell phone store where they have a bunch of demo phones out on the counter, and I could verify a bunch of the cell phone store phone numbers while I'm standing there in the store, and then, you know, just verify my Skype stuff with it. And then I could use their phone number to make phone calls forever. But then I'm thinking that's too much work. I don't like to leave the house. So why not just call up cell phone stores and, you know, text codes to them? And then call up the cell phone store and convince them to go over to the phone and read the code back to me. But why limit that to just cell phone stores? Why not do it to convenience stores and neighbors and stuff like that? So Google Voice works pretty much the same way. I'm just using Google Voice because I don't want to figure out where this option is on Skype. So anyway, you can see where this is going. I'm going to call up people. First, I'm going to send them the code through Google. I've got my own Google Voice account up here, and I'm on the page where you can add a new phone number into your account. And the way it works is when they call your Google Voice number, every phone you have attached to it starts ringing. So if that lady actually gave me the code and I typed it in, her number would ring every time you guys called the PLA voicemail line, which maybe I should just do that. Maybe I should actually verify some numbers in here. And every time you call the PLA voicemail line, you don't know if you're going to get the PLA voicemail, or you don't know if one of a bunch of people are going to pick up who have verified their number with me. Maybe I'll actually do that. I think I might try that, because I'm sure someone's going to do it for me. They're just going to be like, okay, that seems like a reasonable request. Here's the number. So on these, I'm actually sending the code to them. So these take more time than usual to do, because first I have to text them the code, then I have to give them a minute so they can get the code. And then they might not even answer if the code goes through, so that's kind of annoying.
Hi, this is Sandy.
Like this person.
I am not available.
She's
right
not
now.
Available. That sucks. So I don't know if this idea is ideal for an entire show. This might be more of a hobo-sode thing where I just get, you know, like three or four responses. That lady I just talked to, though, that was my first call. Like, I did two calls, and the first one didn't answer, and she was the first person to answer. So that's pretty good for a first answer. She really lost her shit. In fact, why didn't I call her back? I think I might have to try and call her back in a minute. But for now, let's try this one.
Hello?
Hi, this is Brad, and I just sent a code to your cell phone. Did you get the code?
Okay.
Did you get that code?
As you were ringing, I got a message. I didn't even see it yet. Why?
Oh, I'm just trying to verify my Google Voice number. So I just need the code so I can verify your phone number onto my account.
Why do you, who are you?
My name is Brad.
Okay.
And, I don't have a cell phone, so I just thought I'd use yours. So that way, if whenever I get
what? I don't know you.
Yeah, I know. I thought, you know, maybe just to be nice, because I just need the code so I can verify your phone number.
No, thank you.
Well, why not? Don't you want to be neighborly? Okay, she's gone. See, that's the response I kind of expected from people. But that first lady, she gives me hope that people are really going to flip out about this. And I've tried to verify about 7 different phone numbers now from my Google Voice account, and I'm starting to worry that they're going to think I'm up to something fishy, and they're going to shut off my account or something. And that would be bad. Maybe I should switch over to Skype in a little bit. Start verifying Skype numbers instead.
Hi, this is Terry.
Oh, hey, Terry. This is Brad. I'm your neighbor. I live over on Marina Drive.
Yeah, Brad.
Hey,
how are you?
Not too bad. How are you doing today?
Very good. Very good.
That's good. So anyway, I texted you a code from Google. Did you get that text?
No.
Oh.
What was it for?
It's to verify my Google Voice account. Are you sure you didn't get it? Because I just need the 6-digit code to verify your phone number.
Why would you send it to me?
Oh, because my cell phone got shut off.
Yeah, no, I don't know anything. Send it to somebody else. Thanks.
Well,
okay,
no,
bye.
No, I want to send it to you. Wow, and she was so friendly, too. But as soon as I ask for a favor, she just hangs up the phone. She's like, go find someone else. I don't want to do anything nice for anyone. I think that's what she said, right? Oh, shit, Google won't let me try this anymore. I'm going to have to move on to something else. Like, I don't know, how about Facebook? I'll verify my Facebook number with somebody else. I'm not going to push this Google thing, you guys. I don't want to get my Google account shut off. That's like the PLA YouTube accounts and stuff. Wait, what? It doesn't verify your number on Facebook. You can just add it without verifying anything. I guess that makes sense, though. So, I guess I'm going to try Skype. I just sent an SMS code to some phone number here. And messing with Skype is probably the worst idea I've ever had, because they've already shut off, like 4 of my numbers now or something. I mean, my accounts. Skype likes to just shut off accounts and keep your money. So I think I'm only going to try a couple of them on Skype. My Google account's probably already been shut down.
Hi, this is Lori.
Hey, Lori. This is Brad. I just texted a code to you from my Skype account. Did you get that text with the code?
Okay. Regards to, I'm sorry.
What's that?
Regards to?
Oh, it's a code that I texted to your cell phone. It's from Skype, so I can set up my Skype account.
I don't know. I think you have the wrong number.
No, I called your number on purpose. Your number, like the last 4 digits of your number, spells my name. My name is Brad. And I just didn't want to use my own cell phone number because I don't want to get the marketing calls and stuff.
Yeah, I think you have the wrong number because I don't have a Skype account.
It's from my Skype account, stupid.
Right. I know, but I'm not. Why would I have your Skype account?
They want me to verify a phone number so that I can make outgoing phone calls. They want to make sure I'm not a scammer, I guess. So I'm just going to... all right, she hung up.
Hi, this is Lori McFirst. Sorry.
And now she's not picking up. God damn it, lady. I want my code.
Hello?
Hey there. This is Brad. I sent a text to you a few minutes or just a minute ago with my Skype verification code. Could I get that, please?
With your what verification code?
It's for Skype. It's like an internet telephone thing so I can call my grandma. And it wants to verify a phone number, and I don't have a phone number, so I'm just going to use yours.
Why are you going to use mine? I don't even know who you are.
I know. I just picked your number at random. I picked your number because the last 4 digits spell my name.
Okay.
So
you're going to use my number?
Yeah. So because if I put my own in, they'd probably do telemarketing calls, and I don't want that.
Well, I don't want that.
Well, I don't
want to. Why would I want that?
I don't. It's not my problem. I just need the code. Can you please give me the code? Because I only have a few more. Okay, that was rude. Let me call her right back. She's probably checking her text messages now.
Hello, this is Debbie. You've reached my
voicemail. Come on, Debbie.
Leave a message and I'll call you back as soon as I can.
All right.
Thanks. Bye.
Let's just move on to the next one. I can't remember if I mentioned it before or not, but I'm using a list once again that was sent in by Dr. Punchy about a year ago, and I didn't take any notes on it last time I used it. I just kind of used the first few, I don't know, dozen or so people on the list, so this time I'm starting from the end of the list and working my way backwards. It's kind of a small list. I'm already up to the T's. Oh shit, I just accidentally pasted Debbie's number into the Skype form again, so she's going to get a second verification code from me. I'm sure she'll love that. Okay, here's the real one. It's probably not going to pick up.
You've reached Dennis.
Okay, they're not picking up on their cell phone, but what if I call the home number? Maybe they'll pick up on that.
Hello.
Hello, Dennis?
Who's speaking?
This is Brad. I sent you a text a minute ago on your cell phone.
Brad whom?
It's Brad Carter. Wow. Yeah, I guess he's heard of me. Holy shit. So I don't feel comfortable using Skype anymore. I know if I keep doing this, they're going to freak out and shut off my account again. They've shut off my account for a lot less than that. So I think what I'm going to try, because this is taking forever anyway. You know, there's so many people who haven't answered now that you guys haven't heard because I'm going to be editing that stuff out of the podcast. So I'm just going to call them and claim that I sent the code, even though I didn't really send the code. I'm sure you guys are going to have some really good ideas of places I could use to send codes from. And really, I could just send my own fake verification codes from my own, you know, Google Voice phone number. Just send them a text. They won't know the difference.
Hello.
Hello. This is Brad. I just sent a text message to your cell phone with my Skype code on it. Could I get that code, please? Hello? Oh, why'd he hang up? I thought I was pretty straightforward there. That was so rude. I'm going to try him right back.
Tim Stitt speaking.
Hey, what'd you hang up on me for? I need my Skype code.
What are you calling me for?
Because I used your phone number to register my Skype account. So
What are you talking about?
Do you know what Skype is? You know, on the internet, Skype to make phone calls? Oh, he's going to hang up on me.
Hello?
Oh, hello, ma'am?
Yes.
I don't think your husband understood. I sent my Skype verification code to his cell phone, so I just need you to look at the text messages and give me my Skype code, please.
Why, though, that's why we're asking. Are you trying to Skype him? What is the deal?
Oh, no. Skype just wants a phone number so that I can make phone calls, and I don't have a phone number, so I'm just going to use yours.
No. Who are you?
My name is Brad. I live in Oregon.
Well, sorry, no.
What do you mean?
Bye.
Why not? Why? Okay, well, I guess you don't have to send the verification code in. The confusion is just the same. And I just thought of a new angle to take with this. It's going to be fun, I think, maybe.
Hello?
Hello, this is Brad. I'm the guy
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I used to own your phone number, the phone number that I'm calling right now.
Yeah.
And so my Skype account is linked to it. So I need to send a code to your phone so I can verify my Skype account.
Phone number do you have?
Well, I have a new phone number, but the phone number you have, that's my old phone number. Do you ever get calls for Brad sometimes?
Never.
Oh, well, yeah. I didn't have very many friends. But I just...
How do you know I got your phone number?
Because the phone number that I just called, that used to be mine.
What's the number?
In fact, well, it's the 241.
You got the wrong number.
What? I do not. That's the number I just called.
You must have dialed wrong.
No,
tell me the number again.
Okay, area code 239-241.
Okay, is that a regular phone or a cell phone?
That's your cell phone number.
It is.
Yep. I was thinking I kind of want it back. Can I have my number back?
No.
Why? Why not?
I'll see you, pal. See
you. Wait. I need something, though. See, I've actually had this problem before. Once someone reported my Facebook account as fake, and it had my old cell phone number in there. I had no way to recover it. And I actually sent a text message to the person who had my number then and said, hey, if I send you a code, can you give it to me? And they didn't respond. There was probably, you know, it was probably just a dead number. But I wonder if someone would be nice enough to help me out if I did this. I'll just tell them I got locked out of my Facebook account. Everyone knows what Facebook is.
Iris.
Hello.
Oh, hello, this is Brad. I used to own your cell phone number, this 4607 number.
Yeah.
And I got locked out of my Facebook account. Do you think I can send a code to your phone? So I can get my Facebook account?
This is Brad from where?
Brad from Oregon. And you have my phone.
What are you saying?
Well, so the phone number that I just called, that's my old phone number. I used to have this phone number. Do you ever get calls for Brad?
No.
Oh, okay.
I've had this phone number for 13 years.
I know. I had it before you.
You what?
I had it before you. Like 14 years ago. I just need to send a code to your phone so I can recover my Facebook account. I got locked out.
No thanks, man.
Why not?
I'm not going to do that.
Why are you being an asshole?
Because I'm not going to do it.
You're being an asshole.
Because I am.
Why don't you want to help
me?
Why don't you want
to
help me, you
to.
Asshole?
Fine.
What do you mean, fine? Fine what?
If you think I'm an asshole, that's fine.
Fine, you're an asshole? I don't know why you can't just help someone out. Help a brother out, dickface.
Hello?
Hey, this is Brad. I just sent a text message to your phone with a code on it from Google.
Oh.
From Facebook, I mean. From Facebook. I just need the code so I can recover my Facebook account. I used your phone number when I signed up.
And you used my phone number, why?
I just didn't want to give him mine, because then I'd probably get telemarketing calls.
So how did you call my number?
I got my phone and I called it. What do you mean?
So how then did you don't know my number?
I know your number. What do you mean? I dialed your number and you picked up.
So what did you need to know?
Well, Facebook sent you a text message with my code in it to help me recover my account. So I just need you to give me that code.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
No, I didn't get anything.
Oh, that's weird.
I haven't received anything.
Maybe it'll...
How long ago was this?
Coming in a minute. I just clicked on it like maybe a minute ago, and it hasn't come through yet?
No, hold on. Let me check again. Nope.
No?
No.
Huh. Okay. Well,
tell me the number again.
Your phone number?
Yes.
847-23?
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, that's the one. I used your phone number when I registered for Facebook.
No, I didn't receive it. I don't know why.
Oh. Do you remember when I called you like 5 years ago and got you to give me the code so I could have Facebook in the first place?
No.
Oh, yeah. That was me, if you remember.
And I gave it to you?
Yeah, I tricked you out of it. I told you I was with the phone company. I said I was with...
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
All right.
I said I was with your wireless provider, and give me the code or I'm going to shut off your account for non-payment. And you fell for it. But who's laughing now, though? Okay. Because I'm locked out of my Facebook. I'm so stupid.
I don't know what to do.
Okay, well,
you try it again.
Yeah, I'll try it again, and I'll keep sending it over and over and over, and then I'll try and call you back a bunch.
Okay, great.
Late at night.
That sounds peachy.
Okay.
Bye.
What's your name, by the way?
Sarah.
Okay, hey, Sarah. Good to meet you again.
Hey, good to meet you.
Been a long time.
Brad, right?
Yep, Brad from Oregon.
Brad from Oregon.
Yep.
This is Morris, Illinois.
Oh, holy crap. I didn't know what area code it was. I just picked something at random.
So you mean you're not calling from your phone?
I'm just calling from some random internet number. I don't know what it is.
Oh, it says Morris, Illinois.
Oh, weird.
So I have a friend who works in Morris. That's why I answered the phone.
I thought
she was calling.
I just made my caller ID show up as a random local number to you, so it would trick you into picking up.
Oh my gosh.
That's a technique that the
secure.
It's a technique that the telemarketers use to try and sell you things. So it's okay.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right.
All right. Well, let's.
I gotta go.
All right. Yeah. Well, hang up then.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. I'm pretty sure that's the weirdest call she's ever gotten, and it's probably going to drive her crazy trying to remember the phone call that she got 5 years ago from a fake wireless employee. But holy shit, she was going to give it to me. What an awesome person.
Hello?
Hi, this is Brad. I just had a text sent to your phone from Google to verify my account. Can you give me that text? I mean the code, please, that's in the text?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, just look on your cell phone in the text message section. I just need the 6-digit code from Google. I'm trying to set up a new account, and I'm going to use your phone number.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Why not?
Hello?
Hey, why can't I use your number? I mean, they're not going to do anything with it.
Who are you?
My name's Brad. I live in Oregon.
Yeah, well, I don't know you.
I know. That's the beauty of it. I'll just use a stranger's phone number for my verification.
No,
and if
you won't.
Not
mine. Pick somebody else.
If I ever lose my account, I'll have to call you back and get my code. Oh, all right. We lost her. So I'm sure a bunch of you are going to make suggestions already, but here's what I want you guys to do for me. Because I think this would be more effective if I were to actually send a code out. Like, what if before I called any of these people, I just sent out a code to every single person, and then I spend the next 2 hours calling them all? That's what I should do. I should do that for a live show or something. But give me some suggestions on things I could use to verify my number with. You know, things that aren't going to get my account shut down. Or should I just do the thing I said and you know, send fake verification codes? Because there are nothing special. Here, I'm going to try and find one in my text message list. Yeah, it's from, like, a 5-digit phone number, and it just says, you know, has the code, is your Google verification code. I could do something like that, but maybe for Facebook instead? Yeah, that's what I should do. That would be a lot easier. As long as Google doesn't shut off my account for spamming, you know, dozens of people all at once with the same thing. Actually, that's a terrible idea. They're going to think I'm doing some sort of a scam or something. Shut off my account forever. Okay, something that's not Google and that's not Skype. That's what I need. Please make some suggestions in the comments or something.
Hi, this is Mike. Can I help you?
Hey, Mike. This is Brad. I'm just trying to set up my Facebook account, and I'm going to use your phone number to register with. So can you stay on the phone with me while I have them send you a text message to verify your number?
Sure.
Okay. I'm clicking it right now. It should come in any second. I'm just, you know, getting this account all set up and everything. How you been doing today? Having a good day?
It's a long story. It's been a tough day. Hopefully it'll get better before it's over.
Oh, I hope so.
So you're trying to set up a Facebook account?
Yeah. I'm setting up a new Facebook account. I got my old one shut down a few years ago, and I'm just setting up a new one. But I don't want to use my phone number. So did that message come in yet?
Yeah, that's real nice. You having a good time?
What do you mean? What do you mean, sir?
Well, you just said F you, man, so... Better hope I don't ever see you face-to-face, buddy.
What? I didn't say that. That's crazy talk. Why would I write something like that?
I don't know. Looks like you're probably desperate for something to do here this evening.
No.
Are we all done talking? Because I'm kind of in the middle of doing a bunch of stuff here.
Like what? I'm just trying to verify my Facebook account, that's all. You don't have to be a jerk about it.
You just sent me a text that said, fuck you, man. So who's being the jerk?
No, I think Facebook sent that. I didn't send that. Why would I send something like that? That's crazy.
I don't know, but what you're asking to do to set up a Face account with my phone number, I've never even heard of that before.
Yeah, well, I just don't want to use my number, because then I'll get telemarketing calls. You know, fuck that shit.
So I get all your telemarketing calls, then. That's great.
Well, I don't want them. I don't want to get woke up. I'm over on the West Coast, so it'd probably wake me up early. You know, I don't need that.
You're over on the West Coast, and you're calling from an 815 area code. That's interesting.
Oh, no, I just I made my caller ID show up as an 815 so to trick you into picking up your phone, because you probably wouldn't pick up from a weird area code. Then it worked. You picked up.
All right. Well, I hope you got your jollies, and you have a good night then, all right?
Well, I still need the code. Can you read me the code?
No code came through, buddy.
Shit. All right. Well, I'm going to try again, and I'll call you back, okay?
Save your time.
No, it's no problem. All right, he's gone. So I didn't know what to do when he started checking for the code, so I just quickly got on my Google Voice and I texted him, you know, fuck you, man, because I couldn't even remember what his name was. But I accidentally texted him from my home Google Voice number, like the one that rings in my living room, so now he's probably going to start texting me and challenging me to fights and stuff. What a hassle. I wish I hadn't done that. That's not the first time I've done that with prank calls. Accidentally called from my home phone number. So next time they check their phone for a code, I'm going to be ready with something.
Hello, Bob.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey. Oh, hey, I'm this is Brad. I'm just I'm setting up my new Facebook account, and I'm going to use your phone number to verify my account with. So
no.
I'm going to send you a text here in just a minute.
No.
So can you check your text messages and read me the code?
Who are you?
My name is Brad. I live in Oregon.
Okay, have a nice day.
Well, I need you to stay on the phone and give me the text, the code. Sir? Sir? Did you just burp? I'm pretty sure that guy just burped in my ear. What the hell? You know, I think that's just a sign that it's time to give up on this whole thing. When someone burps at you while you're trying to make a prank call, just, you know, fuck it. Time to quit. That's my excuse. It's all that guy's fault. And look at this, I just got a text message from that guy that I accidentally called from my home Google number, and it says, "Hey Brad, you're lucky you live on the West Coast, asswipe. If that's even your real name or even where you live." Should I respond to this? I probably shouldn't respond to this. Or I should respond with, like, somebody's spoofing my number, and all these people keep messaging me with angry messages. Here, I'll just respond, "Fuck you, motherfucker." There. That's totally what I just did. I didn't just pretend to send that. Nope, not me. Let's do some voicemails. Get the fuck out of here.
Hey, Brad. Mom 7 here. So, I found something interesting.
Oh,
it's
shit.
It's a big boy. Known as the cold eater, Brad Carter. So your favorite drink, known as Pepsi.
Yup.
Was originally called Brad's Drink.
Holy shit.
After this dude named Caleb Bradham started selling it in his drugstore. It was renamed Pepsi Cola after the word dyspepsia.
Thank God.
Because I guess it was
Brad's drink.
Either way,
sounds
that
stupid.
Makes total fucking sense. Isn't that incredibly fucking awesome? All right. Song, fuckboy!
Yeah, okay.
Song, fuckboy!
Bye, Mod 7. Yeah, I think I've heard that before, that Pepsi used to be called Brad's Drink. That's pretty crazy.
Hey, Brad, it's Redbeard.
Hello.
I was just discussing your show with my wife, and she expressed some opinions, and
your wife?
She decided that I need to call her that she
Sorry.
Believes your voice sounds like a 28-year-old gay man that works for the Geek Squad.
And hey, how'd you,
you
know?
Look nothing like your voice sounds, and she hates your show. And
wow.
She said. Also,
shit.
That's just her opinion, you know. I love you. You know that. You know that I love you.
Yeah.
So that's just what my wife.
That doesn't
thinks.
Help my case for not being a 20-year-old gay man.
Me calling and telling you. So, anyways, I hope that doesn't ruin your day too bad. I know it's normal for women not to like you at all. You're used to that.
It's true.
So, anyways, cactus.
I'm gonna go spiral
so long,
into
fuckboy!
Depression now. And when you get a chance, please tell your wife to shut the fuck up.
Hey, Daddy. It's Kyle.
Hey, Kyle.
I just want to let you know I've been listening for a long time. I listen to you when I do my homework.
Wow.
I want to do other things, naughty things.
Okay.
Just wanted to let you know I want to suck your dick. Bye.
All right. Bye, Kyle. Thanks for calling me daddy and then saying you want to suck my dick. These voicemails are just awesome today.
Hey, Brad. It's Crimson.
Speaking
so
of...
So I know you're quite a bit behind schedule on the voicemail, so I just
want
to wish everybody a happy 2018.
You know, Happy New Year, everybody.
Thanks, Crimson.
And just, you know, hope everything's going well. And, you know, your past selves, just to let you know, are very disappointed in you. They all wanted me to let you know, yes, you, listening to this voicemail, your past selves are very disappointed in how little progress you've made.
All right, bye, Crimson.
This is Lucanus in Phoenix. This is the best show I've ever listened to.
Wow.
Call me a cactus.
You need to listen to more shows.
All right, so Alex, what if you did another voicemail episode?
Good idea.
I'm speculating here. Because remember you did a voicemail episode when the FBI took your computer.
Yep.
And it was really sad.
I remember that. It was
sad.
Bye. Why was it sad? The hell does that mean?
Hey, handsome. This is your sweet little oinky pig man.
Wow, what the fuck's wrong with the voicemails today?
Steven Aspinwall, honey.
Yeah, hey, Steven.
I just wanted to call and let you know that ever since you removed that piece of peat gravel from my urethra hole, everything's been going fine.
Yay.
No more seeping.
So happy to hear it.
I just wanted to tell you I love you.
Thanks,
little silly
Steven
baby.
Aspinwall.
Bye.
Bye. There's more after that, but I went ahead and deleted it. He didn't know how to say goodbye. He just rambles. And... Okay, and it looks like that's just... All right, thanks for this voicemail. Goes on for a while.
Hey, our box, it's Time Ricky.
Why does everyone call me weird names today?
I'm calling... Everybody thinks Steve Dave is hilarious, you know?
Yep.
Here's the pros of it. It's hilarious. Here's the cons. Nobody believes you. So here's what I think you should do.
Everyone believes it.
Why don't, when people say, and what's your last name, tell them Dave, and then you spell it D-A-A-V, and you tell them that you're Swedish.
Okay.
You know, that way, like, it's Steve Dave. And it's that adds legitimacy.
Okay.
Okay.
Kind of like the whole,
P.L. later.
Oh, he did the sign-off. P.L. later. Yeah, it's kind of like having the last name of Zherbel, or the last name of Hu, H-U. I'm Korean. Or was I Chinese? I don't
Brad,
remember.
Brad, Phone Loser's comptroller here.
Hey.
We've done the numbers,
Sounds
Brad.
Like you're yelling at me from the comptroller's tower.
Let's see, yep, we've determined you are fucking stupid. Brad, you need to quit saying, I don't know how to do X, Y, and Z, and instead, harness the power of the crowd and let people even stupider than you do your work for you for free.
Good idea.
And if you want more money, try some transparency. List out all your expenses and what you feel is an appropriate profit. Let people's contributions be influenced by your transparency.
Okay.
All right, now, get the echo ready.
Oh, yeah.
So long, fuckboy!
Thanks, comptroller. Maybe I should just set up a thing where you guys can send me Pepsis instead of money.
Hey, Brad, you made a call in your last show about your dog peeing on everything, and you were asking for chemicals to take care of it.
Yep.
You should be very broad when you say chemicals to take care of it, because she was pretty much telling you how to take care of the dog test, and then you should have just switched up and be like, yeah, I just need to kill this dog really quickly, and I want to find some good chemicals to do that. But yeah, that would be a good way.
Why didn't
to
keep
it broad enough to where when they do go along with it, you can kind of fuck with them. Anyways, bye.
Next time, I'll do that.
Hey, I just got a note, Mr. Roy.
Yep.
And,
on your car? The car that you drive?
Sorry, I dinged your car.
Yep, I'm believing this.
And then I heard this weird voicemail.
Oh.
I don't know what that means.
Me either. Wow, what the hell's up with the voicemails today?
Hey, Brad.
Things are weird.
Bell. I just got all the stickers in the mail that you sent me, so
oh,
I wanted
yay.
To thank you for that. Not only did it complete my laptop mosaic, but it also made nice decorations for this phone booth that I have in my room. And thank you for also sending me this PLAcon 3-day pass from 2015.
You're welcome.
Now I can just, if when I just finish my time machine, I can go back and go to PLAcon 2015 for free.
Woohoo! There'll be like three of us instead
All right,
of two.
Bye, Brad.
Yeah, I don't think I've mentioned it yet, but I sent out stickers like last week. I think most of you should have them by now, but I'm not finished yet, so I'm going to work on that this weekend. I'm going to try and get some more of them sent out, so don't complain that you haven't gotten a sticker yet. Give me another week, and then after that, I'm going to ask you guys to send me an email if you haven't received anything yet, but don't do it yet. because I'm still working on it. I didn't mean to put it off this long, but there's like another dozen people I have to send stickers out to. Last week, though, I sent out about 150 packages of PLA stickers and other random crap from around the PLA Situation Room. And as long as we're talking about things like that, before we get going, I want to mention the coins, because the coins, I've found out a date where I'm supposed to receive them now, and that's in approximately 2 weeks. And Patreon people, I'm sending coins to just like a certain level of person. I'm thinking like maybe 20 and above, because last time I did coins, I sent them out to all of the $5 people. I'm not going to do that this time. I'm going to give the Patreon people some sort of a discount where they're basically just paying for the cost of the coin and the cost of the shipping. And I don't know what I'm going to do with international people, because shipping over there now is insane. It's like doubled since the last time I sent out coins. I think it was like $6 the last time I sent out coins to international people, and I'm sure it's going to be over 10 now. It's just crazy. It sucks. Stupid post office. But I'm just letting you guys know, it's going to be right around June 9th when they're going to send these coins out, and I'll probably charge $10 for them like last time. But for the international people, I'm going to have to charge more, because it costs so much to mail stuff over there. It sucks. I'll set something up soon, though, so you guys can start ordering your coins if you want. Let's listen to one more voicemail. I'm going to listen to the oldest one that I have in here from April 14th.
Hey, Brad. It's Infected.
Hey,
calling
Infected.
From work.
Okay.
Because I'm on lunch.
That's nice.
Olga, why should you care that people are saying, hey, Brad? You may have started it, but hey, it's the domino
effect. Be happy that you're responsible for all these people annoying me in the voicemails.
It's our tribute to you. You're one of our favorites.
Yeah, it's a tribute,
long-time
Olga.
Long-time listener, long-time caller.
Burr.
I recognize your voice all the time.
What? Recognize my voice? What's that mean? Okay, that's the last voicemail I'm playing. Thank you for listening, everybody, and thank you, Chris and Sarah, for sponsoring the show today. Was it just me, or was that just the most bizarre voicemail segment I've ever done? Like, the voicemails were weird today. Maybe it's just me. I don't know. Don't forget to add Phone Losers on all the things, the facebook.com/phonelosers, twitter.com/phonelosers. If you look in the show notes on phonelosers.org, I put a ton of shit in the show notes. Like, every single time, I just paste this big thing of links, important links, and friends of the PLA, and ways to support the PLA. Go look at the show notes on phonelosers.com and click on all the links, especially the one that says support us on Patreon at patreon.com/phonelosers. That would be nice. Bye, everyone. I'll see you all on Monday. It's going to be Monday that I do a new show. It's not going to be Wednesday next week. It's going to be Monday, damn it. We're going to end today's show with a cover by Jack Heliquin. Jack made a song out of everyone's favorite hymn. You know the one that I got the old ladies sing? The Lord, 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 sure been good to me. Well, Jack Heliquin, he made some sort of a mix of it. And that's what we're ending today's show with. Here's a song by Jack Heliquin. Everyone go look at the show notes. Click on Jack Heliquin's Facebook page. He's an insane person. Everyone should go watch his live streams on Facebook. Hey, what's your favorite hymn that you sing in church?
It's different songs, you know, like...
Can you sing your favorite?
Huh?
Can you sing your favorite for me?
Can I sing your favorite?
Yeah, just like your favorite one.
Yeah, Lord, 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 you've been so good to me. And then another one that he can do what the devil cannot do, Lord, can't.
Oh, can you sing it though? Like really?
Lord, Lord, Lord. You've been good to me. 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 Lord, Lord, Lord. Lord, 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 you've been good to me. Lord, 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 you've been good to me. what the devil can I do like that?
Oh man, that was beautiful. Oh, that's so good. I'm clapping for you. Mm-hmm.